And making sure you surround yourself with positive people. Because if you're not surrounded with positivity, you're going to lose. It's going to lose. At least for me, it's in my DNA. I have to be around positive people for it to work.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Welcome to today's Super You podcast. Again, we're always testing different formats. We've got a lot of feedback that we wanted to have questions come in from you, the listeners, which I love because I want to know what's on your mind out there and do the best I can with the folks that I've come across in the green room or just met on stage and give you some advice from our research from the books or just stuff that I've learned throughout my career. And so just love this new format. We've got Michaela here with us. I always like to start with the question of, if you were to win $1 billion, what would you do? After traveling, everyone goes, I would travel the world. But after you travel, what would you do?
Yeah, that's a great question because initially I want to say I would travel the world, right? Go to a bunch of different places, nature, the city. I think maybe to put a twist on that, I have this idea that I think would be really cool to maybe one day create something like a faith-based wellness center where people can experience full health. So physical health, mental health, spiritual health, and kind of combining a lot of the things we see with working out and meditation and eating well. And so I think it would be cool to invest it into that business idea.
And we look at it, it reminds me of a phrase, memento mori, just remember that we will die. So I'm fascinated by people that aren't embracing what they love to do or what makes them happy. So what I always want to dig into is how do we get someone there? How do we make that happen? And I always start with myself. I don't have all the answers. And so I'm always trying to look at it from my lens as well. It's like if I have a couple of bad days in a row, or Steve Jobs said that if you have a couple of bad days in a row, you've got to ask yourself, should you be doing that? Where are you trying? Why aren't you there today? Like, how do you get there? Like, what are some of your questions that help you get to that level?
So you probably get asked this question a lot, but what is one thing, if you were to tell your 20-something-year-old self something, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him to drink a lot less, which a lot of probably people went through. But when I look back, I remember my dad told me something. He goes, you're not going to remember, oh, I wish I'd gone to that party, but you will remember, oh, I wish I wouldn't have stopped playing on the basketball team in college. Even though it was hard, if it was easy, everyone would be out there. And so he was dead on, right? I didn't want to hear it at the time, but it was just, he was spot on that try to figure out what's driving you. Don't just pass time. As Zig Ziglar would say, I'd say, hey, don't be a walking generality. But in short, if it was a text message, after obviously it was funny to say, hey, stop drinking, but it's really just to say, you're in control. You were blessed to be born in America. So anything you're complaining about, you've got to just ask yourself, what am I complaining about that for? And so that you are fully in control of whatever you want to do. And so figure out what that is. Do as much stuff as possible to figure out what you love. And then just go all in on that.
I'm interested to know what your warm-up routine is or how you prepare before you go on stage.
So my warm-up routine, I'm going to go into this because I think it's helpful no matter what you do. Obviously, most people out there listening, they don't go on stage for a living. But whatever you're doing to get prepared for, you're going to that job interview. It might be you're going to that job interview or you're going in the meet with your boss, or you're going for that big meeting that you have to talk to the whole company in that particular meeting, or maybe you're sitting down with venture capitalists and you're trying to sell your idea to get that money. So always go back to the basics or first principles. What's the most important thing that we're covering here? And the most important thing always is the audience. So no matter what you're doing, again, most of you aren't performing on stage, but if you're going into that VC, understand what's on their mind. What's on their plate? What's the most important thing to them? And make sure you address that. And as much as you can, also, there's going to be doubters in the room. Whether it's I'm on stage or you're in front of a group understand there's cynicism, and there should be. They're trying to question, why should I listen to this person, or why should I do this advice, or why should I invest in this company? And so it's really about, number one, understand who the audience is, what their mindset is, what they're most concerned about. And then secondarily, make sure you full on address their cynicism. Like, hey, you're probably thinking why these three things won't work. Or I'm sitting there in the audience saying, so what? So what am I supposed to do with this? And so you want to make sure you address that head on.
Another question I have is, I know that you travel a lot and work a lot and speak a lot. And so what do you do to keep yourself grounded?
Yeah, what helps keep me grounded, and again, this is, I'm going to give generalities because I think a lot of us, I don't know your situation in particular, so I'm not going to give you specific advice. I'm going to say this seems to work for a lot of people, and everyone's different. So it's trying to figure out what works best for you. For some, like me, you're always grounded in your family and your faith, and so I can always come back to that. For me, I like to put in guardrails. So we have the 52-night rule, that I'm not going to be away from my kids more than 52 nights. Where there's someone else that they're going to be out there 200 nights, and good for them. That's in their DNA. They'd be a worse dad or a worse husband if they weren't out doing that 200 nights a year. So you got to know what's in it in your best interest, and there's no one size fits all. So it's really figuring out what makes you get back to that grounding. And again, I don't have this solved by any means. I don't know if anyone does. That's why we're doing the book and we're researching on focus, because how do we get back to that core center that really gives us that most joy? How do we get back to that joy? And so it's really figuring out what is in the best in your DNA to get back to that grounding. And so it runs across the gamut. Some people, it's, I need to exercise. Other people, need to meditate. Other people, their meditation's actually the work that they'd want to work 14 hours because it's a hobby for them. Or it's they work with the harmony with their families. So it's really just trying to figure out specifically what the right mix is for you, and then understanding that over time, and then trying to always get back to that. Because all of us have that gravitational pull where there's so many shiny objects, there's so much that we want to do, but it's really getting back to that baseline and getting to that grounding. So I love that question.
What would you say is your management philosophy or management style when it comes to your team of people?
Yeah, and I'm looking around when it comes to philosophy on management. I'm looking around to my team as well, because as we look at it, I definitely don't, that's not my strength, I would say. I always tell my team my strength is I'm a creative. And so we're always trying to figure out how can we align the team to have different strengths. And once we, my thought process is always, we talk about rowing. Everyone's in the boat. We're trying to get to certain islands out there, so we're rowing together. So everyone has a specific job to do. So it's making sure that you nail your job, because everyone's dependent on you doing your job. And otherwise, someone's going to have to row harder. And occasionally, you have to do that. You do have to pick up the slack for someone. But it's really about getting diverse talent and making sure you're surrounding yourself with positive people. Because if you're not surrounded with positivity, you're going to lose. It's going to lose, at least for me. It's in my DNA. I have to be around positive people for it to work. And so it's a work in progress, but I've always found that analogies, whether they're sports or whether they're talking about rowing, you know, everyone's in the boat together. If you look at some of the great teams, look at the Patriots. Have they ever had at every position an all-pro? No. And they actually probably win with, I would argue, less talent than most of the league that's out there. I think that if you gave Bill Belichick other people's players, that they'd win. And so it's really just trying to get it from that standpoint of making sure that you're giving as much ownership to the individual and giving them as much help to get where they need to go, and understand that they need to get that base is joy, right? It always comes back to that joy. And no one's going to win unless they're in a position that's the position they're supposed to be in for life. And so that's what we're constantly trying to ask that question is, you know, is this the position you want to be in the boat in your life? And once you have that kind of nailed, then you can have a lot of success. At least we found that. And outside of our organization, when I deal with large organizations, that's the common denominator I've seen when people are just crushing it, is that they have not only the right people in the boat, but they're also in the right position in that particular boat on what they're rowing.
That's awesome. Just making sure that everyone is playing to their strengths and putting them in a position where they can succeed.
Yeah, we're just at lunch with Google, and it's interesting. There's obviously you have the Myers-Briggs test for personality tests. Another thing that's helpful is they do colors at Google to where everyone has, there's four different colors. And so one color is a signal that you actually want direct feedback, where then the opposite color is, no, they're loving, caring. They don't want that harsh, direct feedback. So once you understand that people like to receive things differently, a lot of organizations like Google, they go into something like colors, or they use Myers-Briggs, or they use StrengthFinder, is they understand that everyone's different and to really play to those particular strengths, and also understand from a communication perspective that one size does not fit all. And so if you think about, again, going back to the sports realm, is that when I played basketball in college with Coach Izzo, he didn't treat everyone the same. He treated everyone fairly, but he didn't treat everyone the same. Where some person could take that hard, he'd challenge them in your face, pointing at them, which I know is not PC in this day and age, but they'd respond. Whereas another player, that wasn't the right approach. So his approach was always to make sure that he wasn't treating everyone the same, but he was treating everyone fair. Well, that's it for today's Super U Show. I just want to thank Michaela for her wonderful questions. My hope is that you have similar questions out there, and my hope is that some of the advice that I give, again, it comes from me learning trial and error, but most importantly, just from learning from other organizations and other thought leaders that have been blessed to come across. And again, thanks for checking out today's Super U podcast. This is a podcast designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. So until next time, this is Equal Man reminding all of you out there, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7
6
5
4
3
2 1
Super, 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 super,
Super U.